mes yeux pour augmenter.
I'll try and go through a few points that I wanted to add. I'll do so as quickly as possible. In order to boost the number of female politicians, we have enacted several measures, in particular quotas, which haven't been touched upon a great deal at this point, but we do have quotas in place. That's part of our constitutional approach to boost the number of women serving in elected roles. We also have frameworks for capacity building for women who are thinking about standing as candidates, and that's a very key measure that we've enacted. We have an association in the DRC which takes charge of these efforts and endeavours to train and capacity building for potential female candidates, and we're backed in those endeavours by, for example, UN Women. Awareness raising is another key area that we're acting in, going to villages to talk directly to people, to change hearts and minds. We have social, cultural, very entrenched mindsets in our country, and so we need to address them and to lobby directly for the importance of having female candidates, why women are competent to serve, etc., to change these mindsets. Now, of course, we also have to address finances and logistics when we're trying to find solutions. Women, female candidates often lack resources. So we need to engage in capacity building so that they know how they can go about fundraising, for example. These are things we need to talk about more. Congolese women, if the next elections are scheduled for 2028, needed to be ready by the end of 2023-2024 to begin the whole fundraising process, because fundraising is particularly challenging for women, and so it needs more time. And that can take the guise of, for example, selling goods or selling services so that she can put aside money that can help her in her